The Mishnah Masechet Nedarim, Daf Chof Gimel Amar Aleph, teaches us, Blaz Ben Yaakov Omer, Af Haroitz Lahadis Chaveroi, Shiyoichel Etzloi, Yoimel Kol Nedesh Ani Osir Lidor, Hu Botel, Vavad Shiyi Zohar B'Shas HaNeder. The Mishnah over here is teaching us that, as the Gemara explains, that there's a new halacha, and that is that somebody has the ability to say at one point that all of the nedarim he's going to make should be bottle, and therefore, whenever he makes a neder, the neder automatically is nullified. As the Gemara here on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis says, Haroitz Shlo Yiskaimu Nedarov Kol Hashana. If somebody wants that all of the nedarim he makes in the course of the year should not be valid, Yamed B'Rosh Hashanah, and Mitzvah Shem and Kami Shurim will speak about, does it have to be on Rosh Hashanah, why Rosh Hashanah? But first we will discuss the basic concept of the ability of someone to make this announcement, make this declaration. All the dharm I make, yea, bottle, should be nullified. But the Gemara adds, he has to remember when he makes the nether that he made such a stipulation. Says the Gemara, if Zohar, if he remembers when he makes the nether, and he still, that he had made such a declaration, and he's still making the nether, isn't that a proof, that he wants to now actually make a nether, and not follow that declaration? And therefore, Abaye says, indeed, Tni uvach lo yizoch b'shas haneder. So the way Abaye is learning, there is indeed an ability for one to make a declaration that his nedarim that he's going to make in the course of the year should not be effective. But in order for that declaration to be valid, it has to be that when he made the nether, he doesn't remember that he made such a declaration. Rava actually says a different way of understanding. Loilam Kremina Mikara. Actually, we go with our original understanding that he has to remember the net, that he does have to remember. Hachamai Skinan, Kagan Shehisna Barash Hashanah, that he made a Tanai in Rosh Hashanah, V'lo Yada B'mah Hisna, and he doesn't know regarding what was his declaration. He made a declaration, let's say, that if I make a neder that I'm not allowed to eat bread, that neder should become nullified, but he doesn't remember exactly what his declaration was. V'hashtak another, and he makes now a neder, not remembering his declaration. So if he remembers when he makes the nether, I'm making this nether with the understanding that my original stipulation should stand. Nidre lesbe mamasha, the nether won't have any validity once he remembers what his declaration was. Loyam al das rishona noider. If he doesn't remember, then akri l'tnai v'kaim l'nedre. What happens is that since he remembers that he made a declaration, but he doesn't remember what the declaration was, and he has to therefore say that he's not intending to invalidate that declaration, and if he doesn't say that, what he's showing is that he wants the nether to be valid and not to follow the declaration, and the nether will therefore be valid even though he discovers that he had made a declaration previously to invalidate any type of these nedarim. So in understanding Abaya, to understand Abaya, it's fairly simple. Abaya's opinion is, if he remembers his declaration and he still makes a neder, that clearly is an indication that he wants to nullify his declaration. If he doesn't remember his declaration, then the declaration supersedes any neder he would make. And the way Abaya is understanding is that the declaration is to all nedarim. Rava has a different understanding. And there's a machloikus rishonim how to understand Rava. The Ran explains that Rava conceptually agrees with Abaya. And therefore, according to the Ran, if one made this general declaration, and now the halacha will be like Abaya said, it depends if he remembers or doesn't remember his declaration when he comes to... It depends if he does or doesn't remember his declaration when he comes to make a neder. But there are Rishonim, and our Gemara, but Rava, according to the Ran, was really not satisfied with Abaya's approach, because according to the way Abaya learned, he had to exactly reverse the wording of the Gemara. And therefore, because of that, Abaya sort of changed. Rava comes up with a new way of understanding that he made a neder about a specific subject, not a general neder, not a general declaration. But there are Rishonim that actually disagree with a with that approach. They learn the Gemara very simply. They learn the Gemara the way the Gemara simply reads. The Rava disagrees with Abaya, and Rava holds just the opposite of Abaya. According to Abaya, if you remember your neder, if you remember the declaration, then the declaration is not going to be valid. If you don't remember the declaration, then the declaration still is valid. And according to Rava, it's just the opposite. It's very important to understand these machloikas in the Gemara, and the machloikas harishonim, how to learn the Gemara. Because obviously, as we learn the sugya, we recognize that all of us say Hataras Nadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, as we're going to discuss. We say Kol Nidre on the night of Yom Kippur, as the Rishonim discuss here in the Gemara, the Ran, and the other Rishonim. And therefore the question is, if we make these declarations of Hataras Nadarim and Kol Nidre, why do we ever, or do we really ever have to be concerned about Nadarim that are said once we've already upfront nullified them? The question is, how valid or how powerful are the Hataras Nadarim that we say at the beginning of the year? So, as we get into this very important subject, first let's learn the words of the Rambam and the words of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam, in Perek Beis of Hilchos Nedarim, Halacha Dalet, teaches us, Mi she'es nekodem she'idah, somebody who makes the Tanai before he makes any neder, he makes the following declaration, any neder I'm going to make from now for the next 10 years, I already say I don't want to follow that neder. Or hey, betolim, or the neder is upfront nullified. Any other such type of declaration, vakach neder, and then he makes a neder. So says the Rambam, im hayizoicher b'shah shneder, if he remembers the tanaim, hayizoicher tanaim b'shah shneder, harei ned nokayim shrei botla neder tanaim b'nederzeh. So he says, if you remember the tanaim, like Abaye just said, and you still made the nether, it's a clear indication that you want to follow the neder and not the tnai. V'mloy zocha tnai ela achash another. But if you only remember the tnai after you made the neder, af b'shekibla tnai beliboy v'kaimoy harei a neder bottle. If you only remember the tnai later, it's the neder will be bottle. V'apishloy hoitzi atach azor b'piv. And even though now you're remembering the tnai, do you have to repeat it now? You don't have to repeat it now, says the Rambam, because kva kigdim hachazor l'neder v'hoitzir b'fiv mikoydim. You've already made the declaration previously, and it makes no difference. And therefore, since you made this declaration and you did not remember it when you made the neder, that has the ability to void the nedarim. V'yesh b'nadu Rambam concludes. Here he says that you have to remember the tanai after the neder b'toch kedei dibur, and the Ravid says that im shor kedei dibur achas shezokai soiv like kimoi kvabita nidra es tanai. If you don't say explicitly, I still want the declaration to be valid, not a nether will be valid. A chumrav that the Rambam says, yeshmer lahachmer, that the Ravid concurs with. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen, Reish Yod Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch as well discusses these halachas. Let's read and learn the Ezra Hashem, the word of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen, Reish Yod Aleph says, ha'im a nether shani roitz leader. Any nether that I want to make, loy a nether, should not be a nether, another and another. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'madvar marim, shahoytzi tchilu b'tfas of loy mishloy a nether. The Shulchan Aruch says you have to verbalize this declaration. Avim chishakach t'liboy, if you only thought this way, hab dvarim shebelev, v'en mevatma nether. They don't have the ability to nullify the nether, shahoytzi b'tfas of. Yeshan afil amakem b'lachash, the Shulchan Aruch is not completely retracting that you have to verbalize it. He's only saying you don't need to say it out loud. If you say it quietly, so in other words, you clearly have to verbalize it. The question is, do you have to say it out loud? Says the Ramah, this that we say Kol Nidre in the night of Yom Kippur, have a kilo hisna behedya. That's considered like we verbalize such a declaration. Oh, however, says the Ramah, mikamakam loisam chinah alzeh lahateh b'loishayla l'chochem kiyam l'tzarech kalim. Yes, we have the declaration that we're learning now in the Gemara is a valid fact, is a valid approach. Don't rely on it, says the Ramah, kiyam l'tzarech kalim. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis. Somebody made a declaration that all the dharm that I'm going to make until a certain time, you betalim, should be nullified, v'nader b'toich azman, and then he made a neder during that time period. Im uzoich l'tanoi b'shas ha-neder, says the Shulchan Aruch, if he remembers it tonight, nidre kayim, then the neder will be standing. The fact that I remember my declaration and I still make a nether is an indication that I want the nether, not the declaration. However, but if I don't remember the declaration, then the declaration supersedes. That this declaration will not be effective. El mi ken yiskrena toch kdei dibel another. V'yon beliba shu soymach al tanai. In other words, he's saying like the Rambam's yesh mi sh'ayra, that it's not, when you make the nether, you shouldn't remember the tanai, but you have to remember the declaration immediately afterwards. Yesh lachlus to devrei. In other words, and if not, you should consider it a nether that you have to follow. So there's a very fundamental machloikis. HaRishonim VaAchronim. Why is this declaration halachically effective? Why can one make a nether, why can one make a declaration up front that all the nedarim I'm going to make should be null and void, and it should be an effective declaration? The Ran says that by making this declaration, what happens is that the nether I ultimately make is considered as if I made the nether betos. And just like as we learn in this Masechta, that if somebody doesn't properly articulate his nether, or if somebody made a nether b'shoigig, as we learn later in the Perek, all of these nedarim are not considered valid nedarim. Here too, if I upfront made this type of declaration, then what's happening here is that when I do make the nether, since this declaration is already here, the declaration, the nether is considered a nether betos. The Chazon Ish has a little different way of explaining this. He says that we know that a nether has to be properly articulated. A nether that is connected to an individual, a nether that is stated by an individual that has already made this tanai, or has made this declaration, so that creates that the nether that was verbalized was not verbalized properly. And therefore, it's not considered, the nedarim that will be said later are not considered valid nedarim. Another way, which I think is the way Rav Shimon Shkop is trying to say, we understand, is that as we learn our Masechta, as we know the halacha is, there's a concept of hataras nedarim, that if one made a nether, made a proper nether, he has the ability to go to Chacham and have the nether revoked through hataras nedarim. Pesach, harata, as the Gemara discusses so many times in our Masechta. Says Rav Shimon Shkop that this declaration is actually a form of hataras nedarim. Just normally we think of hataras nedarim where somebody made a nether and now he wants to undo the nether that he made. Our Gemara is teaching us that there's a new way of doing hataras nedarim. And that's not that the hataras nedarim is said post nether, rather it's hataras nedarim prior to the nether. You could be mapped to the nether even before you ever said the nether in the first place. Another way of understanding this, the Sefer Flos, the Dorim, explains it this way. It is a concept throughout Shas of Osti Dibur Mavatal Dibur. When you have two statements made, which is the stronger statement? And our Gemara is teaching us that the first statement, the declaration that all the dharma I'm going to make should be null and void, is the stronger of the two statements. To summarize, we have learned the Gemara that teaches us the basic concept of one has the ability to be moisa meida prior to saying a nether. We learned the words of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, how they state this din lahalocha. And now we've quoted the opinion of the Mefarshim of why this Mesiras Maida is effective. The Ran's approach is because it creates a situation of a nether toss. The Chazon Ish's approach is that having made this declaration, it weakens or it actually disables the nether that I say later for being able to be considered a properly articulated nether. the concept of that it's a form of Hataras Nadarim, Rav Shimon Shkop's concept, or the Aflos Nadarim's concept of Osa Dibur Umavatal Dibur.